This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Laura.
And I'm Rachel.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything. Before we introduce today's topic,
69 seconds of sex news.
Headlines from the news along with local reporting to keep you informed and horny. Here we go.
A man named Sam Summers was sitting at home with his penis in an internet-connected chastity cage when he got a message that his account had been hacked. The hacker was holding the device ransom and refused to unlock it unless Mr. Summers paid $1,000 in Bitcoin. After confirming that the hacker was real, he sent the $1,000. But in a surprise to no one, the hacker asked for even more money.
Finally, Mr. Summers had his partner manually remove the chastity cage with a pair of bolt cutters. Though his penis was mildly lacerated, the incident left no permanent damage, aside from the obvious mental trauma.
An 81-person orgy was broken up in a warehouse just outside of Paris. The event was in breach of curfew and, quote, had problems with masks and social distancing. While a good orgy might have some great masks, social distancing is not something you commonly see.
The refractory period is the time frame following a male orgasm, during which it is physiologically impossible to have another orgasm. One theory suggests that this is not simply a rest period, but that it may be, in fact, a survival mechanism to keep men alive. If men could continue fucking after orgasm, they could physically exhaust themselves to the point of fatality. It's also a very important time for a cuddle, a glass of water, and to pee out a potential UTI.
And in local news,
my sister had sex 9 months ago, and my baby niece was born yesterday. Her name is Sophia, and she weighs 7 pounds, 6 ounces. This is at least the second time my sister has ever had sex, because Sophia has an adorable older brother named Roman. Love you guys.
And another member of our staff wants to have a few more years of childless sex and is beginning the journey to freeze her eggs. We don't often talk about it on this podcast, but porn can lead to sex, and sex can lead to populating the planet.
The more you know.
You're getting sleepy.
I knew it.
Very sleepy.
I knew you were going to do it. I knew you were going to do it because I thought of it and I was like, is it dumb? And then I was like,
and then
no,
I
Rachel
said,
will do it.
It is dumb, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Let's go.
Let's fucking go, dude. Hypnosis. Today's topic is erotic hypnosis. Something I have to say I really didn't know anything about before this term was suggested to us.
I truly didn't. I think my impressions of
do podcast. I'm pretty good. Here we go.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about hypnosis, at least not to this extent. I mean, everything I knew was just the like tropes from TV shows
right.
like magic shows. We were like, did they though? Like the closest thing to erotic hypnosis I really knew about was like that person was hypnotized and took their pants off at a magic show. And I'm like, that doesn't sound
that sounds embarrassing.
But what a deep well. How deep this goes. And it does feel like an interesting category similar to those we've covered in the past that the porn certainly doesn't encompass the kink or the like full world of hypnosis. And I think the most fascinating takeaway for me from this episode was how profoundly affecting and visceral the kink is for folks who have it and what it's like to be hypnotized and to have to be like a hypno sub and to have a partner who regularly or a dom who regularly hypnotizes you and all that's available there.
Right. When I first thought it, when it was first suggested, I thought of like brainwashing videos.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, after doing more research, I was like, oh, no, this is like we're hypnotizing people and like making them come by touching their wrist or something like that.
Yeah. Or setting the precedent that like the color red is orgasmic to you now.
Yes.
So
yes,
we're going to explore that, or like mm-hmm. even setting that up before the hypnosis happens and then exploring mm-hmm. that within the hypnosis.
Right.
Fascinating.
Yeah. And also, I don't know why I never thought of it, but also in just in terms of a BDSM relationship, you know, like it's always about power. We talk about this all the time. And so if, you know, in hypnosis, you're literally giving someone all your power,
full
you know?
Power, which right. is an important thing to note. Cause I, in the research was reading up on how this was a largely marginalized or not accepted kink, like even by the BDSM community, because it was like, how is consent involved? You know, if you are genuinely in a trance and sacrificing your control, then how is consent involved?
Right.
And I guess it's about pre-conversations and about building trust with the folks that you're engaging with. Mm-hmm. But that hadn't even, I think I just didn't believe, if I'm honest. Yeah. Like I was like, oh, I'm not really worried about this as a kink, because a lot of the porn I've seen is just like, it's sort of mesmerizing, but it doesn't mm-hmm. hypnotize me.
Right.
And reading about the experience of someone with a hypnosis fetish, the depths and the ability of that person to just like click into a trance was like, oh, wow, if that's real, which I very much believe it is after doing this research.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, you are sacrificing control, which is I just can't. Yeah. My busy ass brain. I just can't imagine being able to do that or being able to submit to that, I guess.
Right. It's also interesting because, again, there's a spectrum of like, do you want to be hypnotized or do you want to watch someone else get hypnotized?
Mm.
Do you want to be the hypnotizer?
Mm-hmm.
Things like that.
Or all of the above.
Or all of the above. Like, is it exciting to you to give over your power? You know, mm-hmm. are you the sub? You know?
Yeah.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
Also, several practitioners have compared the sensation of a trance to subspace. So that also made sense for me.
Yeah, that comparison made that. I think that's what clicked it in my brain, too, that I was like, oh, right. OK, it's a combination of a willful engagement with something, but also feeling sort of taken over because you have such a strong kink or fetish around this thing. Makes a lot of sense to me. I also found information I thought was really delicious and interesting that hypnosis is a meta kink in that it can enhance any other kink. You know, you can be hypnotized and then incorporate other kinks or other fetishes that you're into.
Right.
And that it can be like layered like that because the hypnosis in theory or in practice, you know, enhances all sensations or creates this space where you can really focus and give in or zero in on something like any subspace. And I was like, fascinating.
Or in terms of helping you with trauma or opening up, you know, there's this article in Mel magazine where Isabel Cohn talks to Neil, the erotic hypnotist. and his like main thing is because he's a gay man, most of his clients are gay men. And it's like, you know, how do I release my butthole so I can bottom? I need help with that. Which is, I thought, oh, I was like that. I didn't even occur to me. And he said, you know, he's like, I've done everything from simple erotic scenes where it's just about creating or enhancing sensations to giving people hypno orgasms or, you know, doing dom sub scenes or hypno bondage. And even sometimes he gets very specific fantasies about like, microphilia, meaning like, they can get shrunk down, you know?
Yeah,
so
there's a little bit of
people who are into giantess.
I was just gonna say, sort of a crossover there. And what a specific thing, because it's you can't create the physical sensation
in
of being small necessarily. So being able to be in a subspace and in a trance or a hypnosis space where you can feel that, like, would certainly be appealing.
Yeah.
This also brings up, we should say, this topic was suggested by a fan and Patreon subscriber, goes by Fledge.
Yay!
They don't know if you folks know, but if you subscribe to Patreon at certain levels, you can actually suggest topics. And this is an incredible example of like why we do this and how we love to engage with fans. Because not only did Fledge provide us the idea to delve into this topic, mm-hmm. but a wealth of research and articles and blogs about their personal experience with hypnosis. And I want to describe this effectively, but
yes,
for Fledge, the exploration of hypnosis is largely also about gender and specifically working with Mistress Blunt, who we're going to talk about in the second half.
Yes.
But there was a quote that I pulled from this blog on Mistress Blunt's site. Wow, I'm really struggling with words today.
Same, me too.
There's a quote I pulled from Mistress Blunt's site that she refers to this process as feminization induction rather than sissification or cross-dressing sessions. So what we're talking about here is a little bit of the Venn diagram around hypnosis versus sissy hypno.
Yeah.
And for those that don't know, sissy hypno is a specific category of the internet that's much more about like objectifying trans people and trans bodies and you know, there's some kink and value there, but because you largely see it in the mainstream space where it's about otherizing those bodies rather than exploration and agency.
Yeah.
This feels like a great answer to that. And I think the work that Mistress Blunt does and that Fledge, I presume, is into is more about the hypnosis space allowing room for gender exploration and like that induction. I like because it sounds like an invitation as opposed to like a punishment, even if it is a dom sub relationship.
Yeah,
there's just a different transaction there or a different dialogue there that sounds really compelling and freeing to me. Again, going back to like how subspace can be a release as opposed to a dark, dangerous space.
Yeah.
all go, you know?
Right. I think hypnosis in general could be something that, like, if you are trying to dip your toe into kink or BDSM, but you maybe have some trauma or, you know, personal hurdles, mental hurdles that you can't get over, but you know maybe that you're interested in it, I think, like, hypnosis could be a really helpful tool in figuring that out about yourself, you know?
Yeah.
Allowing yourself instead of feeling like I'm being forced by someone else.
Yeah.
You know, unless that's your kink, you know?
Yeah.
Because some people want to be hypnotized because they want to be, you know,
controlled or
fully. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fully controlled. You know,
yeah.
But it's important to note, like in this one article with this Neil, the erotic hypnotist,
going back to Neil,
it's like, you know, he says like how much control I have is limited to how much someone trusts me. And if I do something that invalidates that trust, they'll pull back control. Like your subconscious is in charge of sensing danger. And, you know, even if you're in a trance, like you have an innate defense mechanisms that will kick in, you know, when you're like, uh-oh, this is weird.
Interesting.
So because of that, like you can't really like be forced to do anything that you feel is dangerous or like against your own base personality.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure you certainly can with an abusive partner, but it sounds with a capable and trustworthy partner,
right.
This is how that's navigated effectively and how you avoid that kind of abuse is the only way to call it.
No one's out here like Jafar from Aladdin, you know, forcing us to be hypnotized to doing something we don't want to do.
But consenting, that could be hot.
I mean,
Jafar is underrated.
Yes. Do you think are you turned on by this idea or like how do you feel about hypnosis?
You know, it's because it's hard for me to. I'm terrible at meditating. I'm trying to get better at meditating right now, and I'm having such a hard time not being like, and then I'll think about my to-do list and do this and this and this.
Yeah.
And I know you're literally not even supposed to say you're bad at meditating, but fuck it, I am.
Yeah.
I'm in a high anxiety phase of my life right now. I've been better at it in the past, but here's where I am. So in this moment, it's very hard for me to imagine being able to submit or just imagine the reality of that kind of trance. And it does sound appealing. In the sense that, of course, I want to turn my fucking brain off.
Right.
You know, like, that sounds great. And I think the closest thing I can equate it to is, like, times when I was having really great sex and said the words, like, you could do fucking anything to me right now, you know?
Yeah.
And that state.
Trance,
and for me,
like,
that is...
The sex dimension.
It's overwhelming, the sex dimension.
Yeah.
And that, to me, is linked with specific kind of sex. It's often very rough. Like, I think my body needs to be like involved in a way that helps turn off my brain and my, mm-hmm. and my like need to be thinking about or participating in a certain way. Also, sometimes that's induced by like drugs and alcohol, frankly.
Sure.
It's hard for me to
give up control.
Yeah. To understand that, but mm-hmm. it definitely sounds like appealing.
Yeah.
And it certainly sounds appealing to have a partner you trust that much.
Oh yeah.
Who can like really take you there.
Yeah.
So yeah, it sounds hot to me. I don't mm-hmm. have it. Like I'm jealous.
Yeah.
I think.
I'm a big skeptic, I gotta say.
Okay.
Like I'm a skeptic totally and I'm fair. Also, I had an experience where at my senior high school all night party, we had like a hypnotist come in at like some point and like do like, you know, like funny things in front of like an assembly of like the whole like senior graduating class.
Yeah. And you associate hypnosis with trauma.
Yes,
with like
exactly.
bully level high school
yes,
trauma.
It, yeah. Literally. Because they picked the guy that they picked to like hypnotize, like this fucking evil man picked like this sweet guy who was like a football player, but like was like a nerdy football player and like was like did well in school. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And was like pretty quiet. And they like, and like quiet, shy, like never was really like outgoing. And they got him to like act a fucking fool in front of the whole class. And everyone was just laughing so hard at this guy.
Yeah.
They were like, we've never seen Brett do anything like this. This is crazy. You know? And I was like, this is humiliating. You know? Like I was like concerned for him.
Yeah. I think I have similar associations of like your least favorite kind of magic show.
Yes.
You know? And like
so it's hard for me to get over that, you know.
Yeah. I hated magic as like a kid and a high schooler because I never wanted to have to volunteer or like be like, oh, I could get pulled up on stage at any moment. Like I want to be in control if I want
exactly.
I want scripts. I want things that I do on purpose.
Yes.
And I'm always like a little stressed by that. And I think I've just like fallen in love with magic a little bit more as I've become an adult. Like
what a romantic saying.
I know. I like truly spiritually and
she's like finally fallen in love with magic.
I believe in magic in like an interesting woo-woo kind of way a little bit. But I also like had a fucking blast at the Magic Castle last year before pandemic shit, you know, before we were in a pajama and mama. Yeah, and I also like, have you watched In and of Itself? I saw that twice.
Oh, I haven't.
Because I got to be Miss Yesterday Tomorrow. So I like, and I really went to that with a friend prepping me and be like, be open and whatever. So that was also the first magic show I like volunteered to be a part of. So I a little bit like, I totally get where you're coming from. And I'm like, maybe I'm a little more open, but I'm still like, if I went to see any kind of hypnosis show right now, I would be like, fuck this.
Yeah.
But I think like it as well, here's my question for you.
Yes.
As a skeptic, are you like that guy, that guy from high school, like he was actually hypnotized and forced to do shitty things? Or do you believe that he just went along with it because he was on stage and he was like, I gotta do the thing?
That's a good question because I was struggling with that in the moment. I was like, do I believe this? You know? Uh-huh. And that's a thing too, also, is I'm like, do I really believe that that's a thing? Because I've had like therapy sessions, you know, where it's like, we try to like go back to like, past selves and things like that, or, not past selves, but like, you know, like early childhood memories,
trauma
or,
stuff, sort of psychohypnosis, trauma
and
exploration,
I'm like,
kind of.
I'm just not getting there, you know. But I also have this feeling of being of like wanting to please the other person, so I'm like making it up, you know.
Yeah, you're like yeah, totally.
I'm like,
yeah,
I'm a baby, and all I want to do is be held. And she's like, "Wow, what a breakthrough, Rachel." Like,
yeah,
you know.
And you're like, it's a lie.
And I was like, that was. I go to school for theater. You know,
is this your current therapist?
No. This was like when I was in college.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I think there's, I mean, it's interesting, especially with reference to a kink. Like, I think what cracked my mind open on this was this particular article from Narratively, what it's like to have a hypnosis fetish, and hearing that person talk about it and go back to like watching Jungle Book as a child and being like, I was obsessed with hypnosis. And I was like, yeah, like I get it. If there's
all
that like inciting moment or the thing that you can go back to that you're like,
who
damn, that really like works on me, and it's just in my gut, you know, it's intrinsic. It's not, you know, something that developed over time. Like yeah. You hear the same thing about like foot fetishes or any fetish right. where you're like, yeah, it just fucking does it for me.
Yeah.
And I can't explain it. So that part I like buy, but I feel you mm-hmm. on like, yeah, like there being weird cultural stuff around mm-hmm. it. It's almost like we got to rewrite what hypnosis is if it's going to continue to be successful in the mm-hmm. BDSM space. So we're not all thinking of that like shitty middle school yeah. magician. Who are these fucking men that they brought into schools? Or like, do as you will.
This chubby guy with a mustache who like really just sticks in my mind. I hated him. Hmm. Yeah. Also, I have to say, I'm probably not into this because, like, I'm a verse, honey. You know, like, I'm like, I don't know if I'd want to be hypnotized, but I would hypnotize somebody. You know, like that seems uh-huh. exciting.
If I because it's a new territory, you want to be in control as yeah, opposed 100%. To be the submissive.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I get it.
Yeah,
but with the right person, right, eventually, maybe yeah. you would. Yeah,
yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, I wonder if it would even be an interesting exercise, even with my busy brain, with the right partner to like try it and to try mm-hmm. to give in to the notion, even knowing a little bit like maybe I'm pretending or maybe I'm
right
giving over because like almost like a role play, you know, yeah. like if my brain yeah. doesn't snap into a trance, yeah. could there at least be like some fun yeah. play around it, you know, and what yeah. would come out of that potentially?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Also, I'm just like, I'm not trying to go to the sunken place. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I don't mm-hmm. want to.
Yeah. Well, Rachel, as a white woman, I think yeah. you should be worried about that more than anyone else.
I don't want to go to the sunken place. Should we do the showdown?
Let's do the fucking showdown, baby.
Search term showdown.
Go.
Good girl Bambi, drop for cock, zombie now, brain melt hypnosis, edit remix by Sarah Slevin. That's just called a word salad.
That's a contender for like the weirdest word salad we've ever had. I don't even know how to associate those words with each other.
I know. Good girl Bambi, drop uh-huh. for cock, zombie drop now, cock.
Brain zombie melt, now.
Brain melt hypnosis. I've tried to group them together for you.
Okay, I see. I'm sort of putting together a thread here.
Yeah.
Drop and then, for cock was the first place. I was like, what? We dropped it? Like, yeah. Stop, drop, and roll? Like, yeah. What are we doing?
Drop and give me 20, you know.
Yeah.
And then also edit remix. Like, is yes. it an edit or is it a remix? I need to know.
Uh-huh.
Be clearer.
It's both. And that's why the title is so confusing, because they've remixed the title.
Yeah, even. They remixed the edit.
The remix goes all the way to the bottom fucking floor, baby. This elevator goes all the way down, dominated by my foot, erotic hypnosis.
Okay, this is funny because I like to think that like it's one person being dominated by their own foot.
Oh, their own foot. Yeah, you that's know what I good. Mean? That you're like, ah, and it's yeah, like there.
The foot is like, you're getting sleepy.
Yeah, I dig. I get it.
That's funny. I like that. Okay. Naughty Hypnosis 1, a deep, sexy voice counts you down from 10, erotic audio, ASMR, boyfriend, EXP.
Hmm. Yeah.
Pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
a lot of crossover with hypnosis and like ASMR.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, I got Jessa Rhodes, honor thy pussy ASMR moaning, worship me hypnosis moan waves. Another word salad, not yeah. quite as daunting. You know, this is the side salad at the buffet right. as opposed to the like
the full entree salad.
Yeah.
Moans. My good cowgirl hypnosis file.
Uh-huh. In, file as in F-I-L-E, as yep, in like.
Yep, in your file cabinet.
Good.
You know, uh-huh. it's right next to my
file it
daddy
under
dom.
Hypnosis file. Yeah, yeah. It's my
right
like,
next
kink
to that
file.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Okay, last one I got for you.
Mm-hmm.
Helping will my friend transfix on my voice pocket watch and to relax with a cum countdown.
Ooh, a cum countdown, JOI style. Okay.
Love a cum countdown. It's just, you know, here we're just having a hard time prioritizing the information. Yes. You know, right. like helping my friend, helping will my friend. So are
helping
we asking,
will.
Are we telling? Unclear.
Yeah.
Transfix on my voice, comma, pocket watch, or, and to relax.
Or
a
is
cum
it
countdown.
Helping, comma, will my friend.
Yes. Helping, comma, will, comma, my
friend.
Helping will, comma, my friend,
comma,
transfix on my voice, pocket watch, and to relax. You know, it doesn't follow the comma rules of needing to close off your article. You know, it's
pocket watches also get a bad rap because they're, you know, tied to hypnosis, I feel like.
I fucking love a pocket. I feel like I went through a weird phase in maybe seventh grade when like Delia's randomly sold a pocket watch. They were probably supposed to like attach to your back pocket and wear like a wallet chain, but I just thought it was cool and old timey. Yeah. And I never really wore it. I just had it.
Yeah. You're either
a hypnotist. I ever got laid. What?
If you have a pocket watch, you're either a hypnotist or you're the captain of the Titanic. You know, like that's it. There's nothing else.
And you're going down to the ship, baby.
Yeah, that's right. Like a good captain does.
Yeah. Should we take a break?
Yeah.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We're back.
We're back!
To introduce you to Mistress Blunt.
It's true.
Not like actually as a guest. I sort of framed that.
Surprise, she's not here. No, she's not.
But maybe someday. We want to introduce you to this Dom who covers many categories. Quite the diverse talent, I will say. Quite the Jill of all trades.
Right. I've been following her on Instagram for a little bit. So I was really excited when Fledge mentioned that they are a fan of hers. So,
mm-hmm.
And this was someone who Fledge recommended us to.
Yes, so. And who even commissioned.
Yeah.
Not for this specific video, but in general for videos that spoke to their kink in particular. Mm-hmm. So bodes well.
Right. You know? It's called Tit Worship Hypno Brainwashing. It's available on her AVN Stars profile.
And likely other platforms. We didn't actually look into that.
She only has an OnlyFans and this. She doesn't have a many vids.
Right.
So she has a website too, but you can either subscribe to her OnlyFans or you can get this on her AVN Stars, which is similar to an OnlyFans and a many vids kind of combined. You can subscribe or just buy direct videos. In this 9-minute hypnotic breast worship clip, I draw you closer into my web. You do want to be mine, don't you? My breasts draw you in, and all you have to do is surrender.
Yeah.
This was an interesting video, I have to say. It was the way that the light kind of hit her, it was like...
I wrote about the lighting too.
Yeah,
yes.
It was... So the angle of the camera is like pretty low and she's in like a corset and she has this lacy bra on and like the light is like coming from above. It looks like she has like a skylight or something. Mm-hmm. And the sun is like illuminating her boobs in a way that they look... heavenly. I could think of it. It really
is mesmerizing. Yeah. Like she has set up her production to feel really beautiful and like, and you really do, like, I really was like, what is that finger gonna do on the tit neck?
They were glowing.
Yes. We've got these like beautiful glowing breasts that are like busting out of a corset and she plays with them and sort of like teases and shows you them. And it is essentially like just a
breast worship.
A tit hypnosis, you know, as the title clearly tells us.
Right.
And it's fairly, it's interesting to watch as someone who is new to this, right? Like it is very like sort of by design, almost monotonous. It is almost by design monotonous, but it has a little bit of a build and it feels really natural the way she's speaking. You know, we have talked about other videos where it's just a cam person and a camera and talking to you and you're like, oh, scripted. Stop. You know, like, oh,
you have to be an incredible improviser to be a dom. I think. You know what I mean? Like, you just have to be. Because otherwise you're going to run out of words.
Or be like, and then a booby telling you about my boobies. Like, I would
and she's talking for 9 minutes, you know?
Yeah. She's filling space for nine minutes. And she sort of returns to a couple themes. Like she says several times, like, I'm molding you. I think the first time she says it, she says, I'm molding you into my perfect little bitch. So it is a specific like domination.
It is.
And it's also like incorporating a little bit of edging.
Yes.
Like she says, like, you're not going to come until I tell you you can. And you're also going to tribute me when you come.
And that's
like,
how you make
that fucking money.
And that's how you, and she's like, that's how you make, you know, your pleasure, my pleasure. It's kind of like it incorporates a lot. Like, yeah, there's the financial domination aspect to it. There's it's almost like a JOI the way and edging. Yeah, there's all these components into one video. And the way like the angle works, like her boobs just kind of get like closer and closer, you know.
Yes, it's very, dare I say, titillating. It's exactly that thing.
It is.
Yeah.
Also, what's interesting is, I don't know if you noticed this, but I think like a laundry machine is going on in the background.
I clocked that too.
Which is also kind of soothing and like made me feel even more like I was like, okay, yeah, I could get how you would become in a trance state, you know?
Yes. Yeah. I noticed it too. And I was like, initially I was like, can we get quiet for a quote? But I was like, actually, is this part of it?
It's working.
It does have a sort of mesmerizing
white noise
quality. Yeah, exactly. Like white noise quality that's there throughout. So it almost feels like, ooh, like ASMR. And there is something comforting about a laundry machine. I don't know if that's just me.
No,
but like
no.
Everything about a laundry machine is comforting to me.
It's like one of the ones that I use on my white noise app on my phone.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When I'm like falling asleep somewhere deadly silent. I'm like, I got to turn something on here.
Yeah. Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
And she also has a really interesting dom style, you know, like it feels authoritative and clear, but not aggressive.
Yes.
You know, like she says things.
My favorite kind of dom, you know.
Yes. Yes.
I don't want like a bitchy bratty.
She's persuasive without feeling. Yeah. She's not bitchy bratty or like forced.
Yeah.
She says things like, I'm going to get my way regardless. And there's something about just like inherent power as opposed to striving for power that just is more effective, like in terms of storytelling, in terms of character.
Yeah.
Or in terms of just like demeanor.
Yeah.
It works. It comes across.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Totally. I liked it. I'm grateful. Thank you, Fledge, for recommending Mistress Blood to us.
Yeah. Yeah. So glad we're talking about her. Uh-huh. And I can't say that I was like hypnotized by this.
Right.
Again, because it's not my inclination. And plus we're watching this like clinically.
Work though? Like, do people get hypnotized like with videos online?
I was going to ask the same question. Like, I imagine it's a Venn diagram.
Yeah.
And I imagine probably a minority of people are actually entranced, so to speak, but that there might be, there's like probably intention there, right? Like if you're watching one of these videos and you sort of want to give in and feel like you're being hypnotized, like maybe you're pleasuring yourself while you're watching this. Like maybe you're sort of helping to meet the video with a sort of a trance state.
Right.
But I imagine it's very different than in-person hypnosis or in-person dom sub stuff as anything digital will be.
Right.
But I think I wouldn't be surprised if that was certainly a big part of this. But not necessarily for everyone. And I think you have to be intentional and willing and going to it for that to achieve that that trance state.
Yeah. Maybe if you're someone who has experienced it in real life, then it might be easier, you know, in a video.
And or if it's your kink. Like if you are a person who was massively turned on and like entranced by the snake in the Jungle Book, like maybe
Jafar,
you watch this and you're like, ooh, damn, and you drop right in, you know?
Right.
But then that fascinating.
Oh, I won't go there.
Okay.
I was going to say, but then how do you get out of it? Because the video just ends.
Well, the video ends.
And then you're just like, oh, okay, I'm good.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I don't know how it works. I thought someone has to be like, now wake up, you know, like
I snap thought, like, your fingers.
Yeah, yeah. I thought there has to be like a something that snaps you out of it or calls you out of it or like, you know, when they're like, okay, and now when in 2 minutes or like countdown from 10, you wake up.
Well, I think they're also like setting that precedent, right? If you're hypnotizing someone by counting and snapping.
Yeah, then that's
you're, like
your thing.
Setting those sort of boundaries.
Rules.
And with this, you're just watching a video. Mm-hmm. I mean, again, like I don't think this is necessarily hypnotizing just anyone.
Right. Right.
Yeah, the way
that's a good point.
You might in person.
Even
but
in
if
her,
you are masturbating or touching yourself or like going to a like pleasure state or a subspace.
Yes.
And the video ends, it probably is a little bit like when you come and you're like, what's this porn I'm watching? You know, you snap out of where the video ends and there's ad pop-ups behind and you're like, oh, here we are.
That makes
back
sense.
In reality, you know?
That makes sense. Okay.
I'm guessing. We're all guessing here. But
yeah.
Learning is a journey.
It is. Should we move on?
Let's talk about
college
cheerleader Hazel Hart, mesmerized and controlled amateur box. Oh boy.
Wow. What a vid. Okay.
This is perfect though, because this is the porn equivalent to your high school trauma around that fucking hypnotist. So we're in a locker room.
I have so many questions. Immediately. Okay. So immediately we're in a locker room. She's in a full cheerleader costume, but there's like a chalkboard and like a football play on the board. So like I'm confused, you know?
Okay.
Whose locker room is this? And she, but also why is she in her full on uniform? Was there
and
a
why
game?
Why does it say Beavers? Did they go so far as to choose the mascot Beavers for this costume? I mean, actually, that's the thing I probably respect the most about this video is that stupid little Easter egg.
And they really tried, but it's what's interesting is they tried so hard to make a storyline to like give us exposition. Like, you know, we're in the POV of like the custodian. I don't know, the janitor.
Yeah, like he like wheels in, not a trash can, but you know, the place
like a
where
laundry.
You dump your like dirty uniforms. Like he's that guy, I guess. So he's like, I just want to put this away, and like wheels it in. And then they get into like
she's like,
a
but
fight
why
about what
here?
He's doing there.
He's like, I'm just trying to make a living. And he was like,
I need to feed my family. It's like, what? He's this guy? Like, no.
And he's like, I usually work for 2 to 3 hours. And she's like, okay, but you knew that practice was over, see? And
she's like, weird logic that she's like, you knew practice was over and you shouldn't be in here. I was like, why are we doing, and there's way too much of this.
Right.
And then
she's
just,
you're not even wearing a mask. And because she's wearing a mask. So like, obviously this
was
like
made
shot.
Recently.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, I do have a mask.
And then he pulls out what can only, I don't know actually how to describe this fucking thing.
I'll
it's a prize
it.
At Dave & Buster's.
Yes. It's a prize that you get. It's a souvenir you get when you go to a theme park. That's what it
is.
It is like something that you get at Disney World that like you give to a small child at like at night that's like safer to use than like a firework or a glow stick. You know?
It's like, it's like part fidget spinner.
Yes.
Part glow stick. It has
lights.
A little ball that goes around. Like
it
lights
has lights
that
and
move.
It spins. Yeah.
Yes.
It's
and in
like,
theory, it instantly mesmerizes this teenager.
Right. He goes, just take a look at this.
And then he's like, is that, is that working?
Yeah.
And then she starts calling him master as if he told her to do that.
Yeah.
He asked her things like, what's in your bag? What's in your locker? What did you do last weekend? She apparently has the dildo she stole from her stepmom.
And
last weekend, she went over to her best friend's house and fucked her dad. He fucked me in the ass. Then she says, I blew them all.
Yes. And he's like, you blew them all?
Who the fuck is she talking about? Robert Durst? I blew them all. Blew them all, of course.
I blew them all. I blew them all.
What are you talking about? Who did you?
I have no idea. I also have to say, the way his voice changes after she like goes into a trance, it was deeply upsetting for me.
Uh-huh.
It was like, it was all of a sudden it was like lower, and he was like, oh, you're very cute, aren't you?
I was like, yeah, he turned creepy Dommy. Like, he turned into the bad stereotype of the guy.
Yeah.
The problematic fucking man. Like,
right,
what? Exactly. There's no consent here. You know, the video is designed to be.
And
like,
why does he have to be the blue collar worker? You know what I mean? Like, why?
Yeah,
does he
exactly.
Have to be the
I'm like, sorry. The like the guy who needs to work for a paycheck is gonna be the person who exploits this teenage girl.
Right.
Like, everything is wrong with this. Everything is wrong with the scenario.
Right.
This is perpetuating all the worst shit about hypnosis. I wrote, I hate this at this point. Like, I'm super checked out.
Yeah. I just can't get over that she was like, yeah, I have the dildo in my bag that I stole from my stepmom. Like, why is it at cheer practice? Why?
She stole it. She carries it with her everywhere.
Like,
you know?
In her tiny backpack?
So, in her little mini teddy bear backpack.
Right.
I mean, and it's not actually one, but that's, you get
it's
it.
It's like baby backpack. Yeah. He, like, makes her bend over, and he's like, show me your asshole. You know,
take off your dress. He also tells her that's not a dress.
He also kept saying, show me your butthole, which I never want the term butthole is reserved for comedic purposes only. You know, like,
I have to agree with that. I've never had a butthole referred to in a way that was sexy.
No,
I've never referred to someone else's or my butthole.
No,
and been like, ooh, butthole.
When in sex terms, it's an asshole. You know?
Yeah. Or just an ass. Or like bend over and let me see you. Like,
yeah,
there's so many hotter ways to refer to my fucking anus.
Yeah. To refer to my leather donut.
And to call it a butthole.
Yeah. Let
like
me see your butthole.
Fifth fucking grade. Yeah. So then we get a show. And then she gets the dildo out and uses it and rides up and down on it.
Mm-hmm.
No evidence of pleasure. At one point, it does tell her to like make more sounds. And I was like, so you know they're forced? Like,
yeah,
she's not into this.
She was so silent. So silent.
Yes. And then he says, I want you to wear something.
Yeah.
And this is the one moment of the video where she goes,
yeah,
of course,
what?
Master.
Yeah.
Like, she snaps out of it. She's like, what the fuck are we about to do?
Yeah.
And she's right to be hesitant because he reveals he has an alien fetish and pulls out a ridiculous mask.
While she fucks herself, rides herself.
While she rides the dildo.
Rides the dildo. It's like one of those ones that like sticks to like the, you know, the suction cup on the bottom.
Shunk, it like suctions right onto the like locker bench.
Yeah.
And then he pulls out another somehow worse alien mask.
Scarier. Yeah. It's more upsetting.
But
this
also cheesier. Like, it's cheaper. It's like got the string around the back instead of going over her whole head.
It's like a wrinkly alien.
Our production value is diminishing as this video goes on for anybody who's
like,
keeping track.
So he came to work with two alien masks in his pockets, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
And
he snuck those in.
Right. And what's terrible for me is like the position he makes her get in. Which is like, he makes her like turn around. So she's like in like reverse cowgirl. And he's like, look over your shoulder at me with the mask on. So she's kind of like hunched over, like fucking this dildo, like humping up and down and like looking back over her shoulder.
Yeah. And in this position, we're also getting the constant reminder that it's a mask.
Yes. You see, like, the fucking elastic strap.
Like, from this angle, it's just, like, weird. Like, there's no suspension of disbelief.
Yeah. It's terrible.
And then he, for some reason, gives her a glow stick and a lollipop and makes her get into her locker.
I really hated that.
Yeah. And then he pulls out the toy again and, like, mesmerizes her again as if he needed to. Like, isn't he able to just tell her to do anything? But he's like, you're going to forget
everything
that this ever
happened. Yeah.
Like, whoever, the fucking toy company that sponsored this video did not
absolutely
get their money's
not
worth.
I'm like, I'm more concerned. I'm like, whose child owns that toy? You know what I mean? Like, whose child do they steal from for this porn video?
Yeah.
That's what I'm most concerned about. Yeah. So then he makes her stay in the locker and he's like, keep your little light on. And then he closes her in the locker door. Like, of all the things to leave a person in, like, you feel like she's not going to remember anything that just happened to her. She's naked. She's naked. She has a lollipop in her hand and a glow stick. And you locked her inside a locker. You think she's going to wake up and be like, huh, what a weird day, you know?
I had the funniest dream. This is abuse. It's abuse. Yeah. I don't like it. Yeah. I don't like the rap it gives to hypnosis.
No.
I don't like.
It's terrible.
The video. I don't like any of it.
I hate it.
I don't like it.
I really hated that.
Yeah.
So
Spank Bank. What do you think?
Absolutely not. That's definitely not going in there. The Mistress Blunt one is not going in there because the hypnosis thing isn't for me. But if it is for you out there, listeners, I highly recommend checking out Mistress Blunt's stuff.
Yeah. I definitely think it's Spank Bank worthy.
Yes.
Like, goddamn, her tits and her tone.
I mean, we didn't even talk about it, but
performance style.
Tits are probably some of the best tits I've ever seen. So
they're glorious. They're glorious fucking tits.
Yeah.
And it's a great video. It's like really well executed.
Right. If you want to worship some tits.
I could potentially add this to like a curation tab. Like,
sure.
I could look at some tits to warm up.
Yeah,
you know?
It was titillating, as you said.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, titillating.
Mm-hmm.
But not in my particular kink wheelhouse, but just great content.
Right.
So, but yeah, I wonder if like, maybe this is a bold thing to say, but like, do we need to rethink the question?
Oh, yeah.
Like, who's Spank Bank? My Spank Bank.
Right.
Is it Spank Bank worthy? Like, maybe there's a way to reframe.
Yes,
because
that's good. Because they're not always, because like,
our kinks are limited.
Right.
You know?
Sometimes I'm vanilla. I'll be the first.
I was going to say, the more the show goes on, the more vanilla I feel.
Yeah.
You know, constantly being like, got to try that. You know?
The only thing I watch right now for porn is Stanley Tucci's cooking show. So
I saw your Instagram post. I will be checking it out. I am quite excited. Thank you for that. I have been looking for some feel-good content. Feel good.
Oh my God, you're so welcome.
Italian food porn. What is the? Never mind. We'll talk about it offline because we don't need to do a full ad for Stanley Tucci's new show on the show. Thanks so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram at Girls on Pern. You can find us on Twitter at GOP the Podcast, on our website, girlsonporn.com, and now on patreon.com/girlsonporn.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the show if you haven't already. And just a reminder, if you become a patron, you could have a shout out like Fledge has had on this episode. You can even recommend search terms for us and send us some videos for us to review.
We love engaging with our fans, and for all the support, research, and personal experience you share with us, it truly means the world.
We love it. We love hearing from all of you.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.